Time now for another entry in our occasional series, Here's the Thing, where reporter Julian Clancy uncovers the stories behind objects on display in the Little Museum of Dublin. Today, he's looking at a simple copybook, which gives an insight into the hidden history of Ireland's Magdalen laundries.
My brother didn't know me when he came to the door, and he nearly died when I saw me, skin and bone.
The story of the Magdalen survivors is a story of secrets. But if you visit the Little Museum of Dublin today, you can see a small book that's unlocked some of this story's biggest secrets.
For me, this book is a story in itself.
That's Stephen O'Riordan, a documentary maker who discovered the ledger from an infamous Magdalen laundry during the making of Forgotten Maggies, a documentary about the lives of the survivors. Stephen had no idea of just how important this documentary and the book would be in helping to tell this extraordinary story.
Within that ledger from 1983, it essentially showed that everybody was involved in this. Everybody was assisting these religious orders and everybody was giving them money. So therefore, their shame became our shame.
Just over the 2 years.
And for the 2 years, was it constant abuse?
Yes, but the fear was put into you, and even when I came out, I was frightened to death.
The Forgotten Maggies gave a series of brave but terrifying accounts from women who had survived their time in these laundries, but who still bear the physical and mental scars today.
For me, you always felt less than anybody else, no matter who was talking to you.
During the making of the programme, Stephen heard compelling stories from brave women who toiled away in the laundries for years. These women were left to fend for themselves. At this stage, the Catholic Church were silent on the matter, and they had refused to contribute towards the documentary.
What I was interested in more so was the church and the state and how they would have colluded or operated together in keeping these institutions open.
The government had publicly denied any connection to laundries, saying they were privately run. But then Stephen was contacted by someone at the heart of the scandal and who had a very different story to tell.
I think for him, it was just the idea that he wanted to get it off his chest and that he had carried the story for so many years.
It was a little garden, like, and it was away from the convent altogether. And it was just a little paddock, like, and that's where they were buried.
In 1993, Barney Kern was asked by the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity to exhume a graveyard on the site of an old Magdalen laundry in High Park in Dublin. The site had been sold to a local developer, but it also contained the remains of 155 women who had lived, worked and died at the laundry in a small graveyard. Barney described to Stephen the shocking remains of these forgotten women.
As the women come out, the plaster Paris is draped over their elbows, their ankles, their wrists, their fingers, and as he was saying, from breaks that clearly they would have got or received when they were working in the laundry.
However, while working on the derelict site, Barney made an even more shocking discovery that he shared with Stephen.
As he's telling the story, he's like, oh, I got some copybooks, and these copybooks have writing in them, but I don't want the copybooks. And suddenly he brings the copybooks down, and I would say that they're ledgers, and within those copybooks effectively have, to me, the evidence that shows that the state was intrinsically linked to the Magdalen laundries in a financial transaction.
These copybooks are handwritten records of the Dublin businesses that use the laundry. But more importantly, they also contain a number of government offices and departments who regularly use the service. Beside each client name is the amount paid, the date, and then a single red tick.
Department of Fisheries, £4.05. Fingal HSE, £1.46. Oras na Uachtaráin, £3.71.
When you look at the blue and the red ink markings on it, you know that somebody sat down and wrote into this book. And at the same time, there was a group of women, girls, young girls, probably age 12, maybe up to their 80s, working, slaving in a laundry.
The McAleese report was published in 2013, and it used the ledger as evidence to prove that the state was liable.
This is a national shame, for which I say again, I'm deeply sorry and offer my full and heartfelt apologies.
In 2013, the then Taoiseach Enda Kenny made a full state apology to the survivors of the Magdalen laundries. However, the compensation and redress schemes that followed are still being resolved today. Still, no matter how long it takes, Stephen hopes that with this little book in the Little Museum of Dublin, the conversation about a dark chapter from Ireland's past will never end.
That ledger is an extraordinary story about how a group of women took on the Catholic Church and the state, and against all the odds, they actually achieved what everybody deemed impossible.
Julian Clancy was reporting there. He was talking to Stephen O'Riordan about some of the compelling and long-forgotten stories from Ireland's Magdalen laundries. And Stephen O'Riordan's 2009 documentary, The Forgotten Maggies, is available to watch on YouTube. Here's the Thing is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.